Yes, ma'am.
China.
Yeah. But that's just what you just said. I don't like to eat lately. Like, nothing is good. I only want Chick-fil-A. That's the only thing I like, Chick-fil-A and pizza. I went grocery shopping today just so I could, like, I'll have groceries, but I won't cook them.
So, and you don't think that it's related to, like, anything that's going on in your life right now? Nothing is stressing you, Shayna?
I don't know.
Stop
looking
around. No, nothing. Nothing that I can think of. Shayna.
I know, right? That's bad, huh?
Yeah. Good.
Like, at first I thought it was good, and then I, like, it won't stop going down. Yeah.
Is there pregnant pause here?
I don't know. And usually on my period, I'll gain, like, 5 pounds. So now I'm going to have to wait until I get off my period to see how much I really weigh. Hi friends, welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I'm your host, Shayna, and of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, so let's go ahead and hop in. So that conversation that I was just having with my friend, I feel like it was a little vague and like, hopefully people were like, you guys understand what I was talking about. But basically, I was telling my friend how right now I've been losing hella weight, and it's caused some concern for me because like, I'm not necessarily doing anything like, you know, to do it. I'm just like doing my normal thing. You know what I mean? And so that's what's concerning me because I'm just like, okay, I need to get a hold of this. So, all right. So I'm just like going to quickly go over this whole thing. So when I moved to Jersey, I was 40 pounds heavier. I have always like held my weight very, evenly, throughout my body because I'm tall. I'm 5'8". So I've always like kind of, when I gain weight, it's like hard for people to tell. If I were to tell people like the actual weight that I was when I was 40 pounds heavier, like even my sister, when she saw me, she was like, wait, you weigh how much? And I was like, yeah, girl. Because it was hard to tell. So that happened. The reason that I had gained that weight and I just wasn't used to being that like big, or I wasn't used to like, you know, I wasn't used to my body like that, is because like whenever me and my ex separated the first time, like the first time we separated, which was like, what, 2.5 years ago ish. We separated for like 9 months. I had gotten really depressed. I was taking it very hard. I was very sad. I was like, you know, wanting to lay in the bed and cry all day. Like it was terrible. So something that I did to cope is I did a lot of drinking and I did a lot of smoking, and that caused me to do a lot of eating because I had the munchies, and I ate Cheetos. Like that was my go-to whenever I like wanted to snack on something, is Cheetos, Cheeto Puffs to be exact. So that happened, and like, you know, as you can imagine, eating Cheeto Puffs and drinking all the wine and like not, I had taken FMLA from work. So I like wasn't even leaving my house. You know what I mean? I had a part-time job that I did actually enjoy going to. So I went to my part-time job, but like for 3 hours a day, you know what I mean? So yeah, I gained weight. And then by the time that he and I had gotten back together, I realized that like, damn, I have gained all this weight and I was not happy with my body. I was very sad about it. And I was doing, you know, I was doing some work. Like I wasn't like exercising, but I was like trying to, you know what I mean? And I was doing some work to try to slim down and stuff like that, but didn't really get serious about it until I moved out here. I was just like, hell no, like I can't do this. I couldn't fit my clothes. Like it was very hard. So when I moved out here, like I was doing a lot of hiking. I was doing, there's like, well, I don't know, is that called? I think it's called hiking because there's like a lot of hills and trails here in Jersey, and I was doing a lot of that. I bought an exercise bike. I was on like the Peloton groups with like, you know, Toon Day and everybody else, Ali Love. Like I was doing all that. And still, like, I just couldn't. I couldn't lose the weight until last summer when I got a new job. So, right, I was working remotely forever. Like, you know, I was not actually physically going to work. So now that I work in the city and I do a lot of walking, I'm talking about a lot of walking. I noticed, like, within 2 months of me working that job, I was like, oh, I'm losing weight, you know, because I was being so active. Like, you know, like typically if you have an Apple Watch, you'll close your rings like towards the end of your day. Like, no, if I'm at work and I'm like working and like, you know, having a full day, I will close my rings in the afternoon. Like, I will be like, damn, I need to sit down. That's how much I'm around moving around. So, not only do I do a lot of walking and just a lot of running around at work, but I also forget to eat. So that's what's really been getting me. Not that I'm being active, because that's like, I feel like the walking I do is, it wasn't normal for me because I had just been working remotely sitting at my desk. But the change so quickly was, you know, drastic. But anyway, I never miss a meal, right? So I'm like, I like to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But when I get to the hotel, like when I get to work, I eat breakfast every morning before I leave. I either have a smoothie or oatmeal, or I'll do both. So I'll do that and I'll be pretty much full until like then 3 or 4 o'clock comes around and I realize that I'm hungry. So anyway, I basically do a lot of moving around all day and I don't eat. Like that's pretty much it. And it's gotten to the point where like those 40 pounds are now completely gone and I'm working on 50 pounds. And that's like, it's concerning to me a little bit because of some things that I will have to circle back to you guys with at the end of this episode. But just like some things that are coming up, in my life that will like, change my, We'll just have a lot of changes. And I'm just thinking that like I'll be more active and I will lose more weight. And if I keep forgetting to eat like this, I'm going to be complaining again because I'm not going to be happy with my body again because then I'll feel like I'm too skinny, you know? But I do want to say one thing that I'm trying to do things about this, right? The one thing that I have done to like kind of get myself excited to eat, because a lot of times too, guys, like when I'm doing all this work and stuff like that, like when I get home, the last thing I feel like doing is cooking. So I will walk Luke, I will take a shower, and I will take my ass to sleep. Like I am perfectly fine going to sleep without eating. And I've been doing that too much as well. So the one thing that I've done is like, I started this like meal service because I feel like the food that I cook, like is just, I'm over it. Like I need new ideas and stuff. So I have this meal service and they sent me the meals and stuff like that. And I'm like prepping it and cooking it. And I've been doing that for the past 2 weeks and it's pretty good. You know, I don't have any real issues with that. Aside from the fact that it's a little bit expensive, but like, you know, the outcome, you know, what I'm receiving is worth it. Obviously, if it gets too bad, I will go to the doctor. But right now, I think that the reason that I am losing all this weight is because I'm not eating and I'm doing a lot of activity. So more to come. I'll let y'all know. All right, it is time for this week's Hot Dog Topic. Hot Dog Topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. Okay, so if you are listening to this and it's like the week that this podcast came out, maybe within the first few days that it came out, you know that this podcast was released very late. I like to release the episodes on Monday morning at 6 a.m. in your local time zone. The current time that I'm recording this is Monday. It is currently 7:13 p.m. So it is like way late. And I'll talk about why it's late in the next segment. But I will say that I'm happy that it's late for this reason, because now I can talk about Rihanna's pregnancy. Because if I would have recorded this anytime before today, we wouldn't have known that Rihanna is now pregnant with ASAP Rocky. And of course I want to talk about that. So let's just do that. So, yes, this morning around 10 o'clock-ish Eastern time, I was scrolling on Instagram and I did see pictures of Rihanna's pretty bigger. Like, she's not like, you know, she's further along than than most people are when they, I don't know. I just didn't expect her belly to be that big. But people have been like, you know, kind of saying that she did look pregnant. She did. But people have been, you know, saying that she is pregnant. Anyway, so I saw this picture this picture on Instagram this morning, and she was wearing the cutest pink jacket, and she had the bottom unbuttoned, and you guys saw the pictures. Okay, cool. So that's the good thing about me being late. So when I saw the picture, I will say that I was with my sister. So my sister has like, it's like a spa. My sister is an esthetician, and she does all kinds of stuff with esthetician. Like, she makes her own creams and candles and like face stuff, and she has all kinds of stuff. Like, it's hard to explain. I'm gonna need to like really get it together so I can explain this better next time I try. She basically has her own studio that she sells all her stuff out of now, and that she also does esthetician things for you, for people that want to do them. Like, I mean, sure, like if you wanted to get your lashes done and stuff like that, sure, you can get a facial and stuff like that. But she also has like the machines that if you want to tone your body and you want to like lose weight, like kind of like, what is that called? Like the very cold thing that people do to help them lose weight. I don't know. This is a very new world to me. She just explained all of this to me this morning. But anyway, she got this new machine that she wanted to try on, you know, me before she like started like to use it and everything. So it's called Cryo Skin, CRYO. And I had like never heard, like I was today years old when I heard about this, but it was actually really cool. Like, it's a machine that, you know, she asked me if there's any part of my body that I wanted to like possibly lose weight or tone. And I was like, I was like, let's try my stomach. I was like, just to try it, like just so I can like have you practice. I was like, but honestly, girl, I'm like, I said, I was like, I'm skinny right now. And so when she was doing it, she was like, damn, you are. So there, I mean, I was like, you can do my arms and you can do my stomach, but like, girl, no, I don't need you to do nowhere else. And so she's doing it. And so it's like this device that it's like a cold, it's cold. So she puts this gel on my stomach, and then the device, it gets as low, or it gets as cold as like negative 10 degrees. Like, it is cold. But she only went to like negative, what did she say? Like, she was at, she, no, not negative. She got to only 4 degrees. Like, the device got only to 4 degrees, and she starts rubbing it like across my stomach. And basically what it does is like that super cold, it like, it confuses your fat cells. And so it like, I don't know if it freezes them or like, I don't know what the hell it does, but it's hella cold. And she was like, yeah, so this does like, it does something with your fat cells. If y'all want to know like what I'm really talking about, you'll have to go to their Instagram or their website, because I really don't know how to explain this well. It's called Cryo, CRYO. But yeah, they have like all kinds of cool stuff. So she did that on my stomach, and she did that on my arms. She took before and after pictures. I did see like a little difference in my stomach, but like whenever I saw the before and after of my arms, I did see that my arms did look more toned. And basically the one treatment that I got today, you would like, if you really want to see a difference, you would go like to that one treatment, but do maybe 3 or 4 weeks of it. And then like, it's like a kind of 4 week thing. So anyway, that's what I was doing. I spent way too much time explaining that, but I was with my sister when I found out that Rihanna was pregnant. So she was doing that massage thing on me, and we like had this cute, like little sister fangirl moment. I was like, wait, Rihanna's pregnant. And she was like, what? She's pregnant? Like, and we just like started like fangirling together. It was cute. So that was like a fun little moment. But like, as soon as we got done doing that, my sister was like, we're never going to get Rihanna music now. And then of course, like all the memes like started coming after that. So Instagram has been so funny today. They have like, so Drake is trending. Obviously Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are trending, but like they have all these memes of like how Drake and Chris Brown reacted when they got the news. And that shit is funny. So I hope y'all have gotten like the laughs that I've gotten off of this, because like after I got done celebrating Rihanna, you know, Twitter went in, and Black Twitter went in and did their thing, and they did not disappoint. It was hilarious. So I just want to know, do you guys think that she's having a boy or a girl? I will say that I think she's having a girl because she had on this like pink ass, like I think that was just like a, you know, I'm hoping that that's what that was. Like, I think she was just like saying like, you know, it's a girl because I'm wearing this pink jacket. Like, that's what I think. I think they're having a girl. Who wants to bet? We could do bet because I really think that I'm right on this. I think they're going to have a girl. And then I got to thinking, like, if they have a girl, the baby is probably going to look just like Rihanna. And that is going to be so cute. Right? So then I start thinking of like, you know, I honestly like, I see ASAP Rocky when they're together and stuff, but like, if ASAP Rocky was in, like, I'm sure he's a great artist and stuff. Like, I'm just saying personally, I don't listen to ASAP Rocky. I don't very much look at his pictures. So if he were walking past me, I wouldn't know that was him. So I was like, first, let me see what ASAP Rocky looks like. And then I saw that. I was like, okay, he's very handsome. And then I looked at Rihanna and I was like, oh, I wonder what her mom looks like. And I wonder if she looks just like her mom. And so tell me how, like, 5 minutes later, I end up on Rihanna's mom's Instagram page. And I follow her now. I follow Rihanna and her mom now. And her mom is so cute. Like, y'all, her mom posts a Bible verse every single day. Every day. And you will go back to, you can scroll, just keep scrolling down on her mom's Instagram page. Her name is her name Monica? I think it's Monica Fenty. Yeah. And Miss Monica posts a Bible verse every single day. And I was like, you know what? I do need these Bible verses in my life. So I'm following Miss Fenty. And I'm happy about it. All right. So this would not be hot dog topics if we did not make it about dogs in some way. So I was trying to see, like, I did all kinds of stuff to try to make this about dogs. I was like, does Rihanna have a dog? Turns out she used to have two really cute dogs, years ago. I don't know if she still has them anymore, but I got, reminded about this, Pomeranian years ago, like, what was it, like 2015, this cute Pomeranian, like dressed up as Rihanna when she went to the Met Gala. Remember when she, went to the Met Gala and she had on that bright yellow dress and the train on the dress was so long. It was like so long. And, but everybody loved it. It was beautiful. So they had a dog, this Pomeranian dog, named Marnie, recreate the look. It was so funny. It went viral. Everybody was talking about it. And so what did I do? Yes, I got on Marnie's Instagram. I was like, let me see if Marnie's still around. And you guys, I found out that Marnie died last April. So RIP Marnie. He's owned by these two twin sisters and they're really cute. They like, they love dogs. I feel like they have like a lot of dogs and they dress their dogs up and they like, you know, are models and stuff like that. So anyway, Marnie obviously lived a very great life, but was super sad to see the very sad posts with Marnie and hearing that he or she, I'm not sure what kind of dog it was, but hearing that Marnie passed. So RIP. All right, so before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to let you know how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @thesingledogmom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And if you're listening right now on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor and tap that 5-star rating if you like the show. Also, thank you to everyone who has already done that and left reviews. I read them the other day and they are so sweet and just cute. Thank you. Okay, so this week we are going to get into a new topic. We're doing the marriage thing, right? And this week and the following two episodes, we'll be talking about personal beliefs. So what do I mean by that? I just want to explain what I mean and then I'll get into it. I mean, it outlines the personal beliefs that we have in relationships that you pretty much share alone. You know, so like, even though we didn't see eye to eye on it and it wasn't like because we were, you know, it was just because that's what we truly believed. And, you know, we just tried to, it was like not deal breakers to where we had to like split up, but it's just like, okay, we think differently about this. Cool. I will also say that another reason that this episode is late, well, like the biggest reason this episode is late is because last night I just did not have the bandwidth to talk about my marriage. I just didn't want to. You know, I know I said like a few episodes ago that I like, I feel like I sound like I'm complaining or whatever, but like, in addition to that, sometimes like talking about my marriage is draining. Like, it drains the fuck out of me. You know what I mean? And I just don't want to do it. It's just not something I want to do. Like, I know it's a small segment of the show. Like, I try to make it like 10 minutes. Sometimes it's like 10 to 12 minutes. But forcing myself to think about like the most difficult times in my marriage, and then like talking about it, you know, and then like having to close my laptop and move on with my life. Like, it's like, I'm not triggered. You know what I mean? Like, oh no, I get triggered. And so like, sometimes it's just like, I don't want to talk about it. So last night I was just like, fuck it. Can't talk about it. Don't feel like talking about it. Not in the mood. You know what I mean? And so I will give myself permission to do that more often, because I have to think about, you know, myself and what I do, to like for the rest of my day and for the rest of my week and so forth. So I hope that makes sense. And that's what was going on, but happy to be here recording today. I'm in a way better mood and like, I'm ready to like go ahead and talk about this. No big deal. I will also say that I'm like totally gonna like share information or whatever, but I just don't, if I have to make adjustments to how I share them so that I won't be triggered, then I will do that, because like these last, like the first, what, 7 episodes, like every episode of this series, of this season before this, have been like super easy to talk about. Like, honestly, nothing too much. Like, it wasn't anything that was difficult to explain or that triggered me. But this and like the following episodes are like pretty much where it starts to get like into the nitty gritty, into like the things that are like tough. And so it is hard for me to talk about that. So yeah, I might have more moments like this, is what I'm trying to tell you guys. So just bear with me. I just don't feel like talking about shit sometimes. All right, cool. So let's get into it. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I have one more thing to say. And then I'll get into personal beliefs. And this is actually very relevant to the personal belief that I'm about to talk about. But I had some news last week. And again, this is going to kind of come full circle about why I think I'm about to start losing more weight. But I mentioned, I think several times on this podcast, that I've really been struggling with focus and attention and drive and like all of that kind of stuff. I do regularly take antidepressants. I've been taking them since March of last year. I don't think that I'm depressed. Like, I think that if I am still depressed, like, I feel like that's controlled. You know what I mean? I'm having other issues, like focusing, and it's really affecting like a lot. It's really affecting a lot. And I have gotten to the point where like, I've seen multiple doctors about this. I've talked to multiple people about this, and it's been since the beginning of last year, that I've been trying to get diagnosed with ADHD, because I strongly believe that I had it, that I have it. And it's been like literally no from every single doctor that I've spoken to, because like, I'm not passing certain tests, or I answered a question like wrong, or ADHD is typically diagnosed when you're a child, and you don't really remember having these like, you know, moments when you were a kid. So you probably, it's like less likely for an adult to get diagnosed. Last week, I was at the point where I was just like, what the fuck ever. I don't care what you're saying with the whole kid thing. I don't care. I'm telling you, I can't focus. I'm telling you this. Like, it's my body. I know what's going on. And so I was like, I wasn't yelling at the lady, but I was pretty pissed, and I was telling her. And also, the reason that I got really upset about this whole thing is because, like, cool, I'm the type of person where like, I'm gonna like trust you. You're the doctor, you're the professional, cool. If you're saying that, you know, we need to explore these other options before we do actually get into like stimulants, then fine, all good to do that. But you don't know how difficult it's been for me to do that. You know what I mean? And you don't know the things that I'm actually limiting myself of, because I'm like, I don't have the capacity. My brain is like, if I could really sit here and explain to you guys like the shit that I like deal with, really wish I would, but I just don't have time for that. But I will say that when it affects my money is when like, now we're having a different conversation. So randomly I got a job offer like two weeks ago, and it's literally like fabulous. The job was good. I was going to be able to do everything. The pay was life-changing. Like, and I was in, like, everything was going good. They liked me, like, interview here, interview there, and, like, great. And I was just like, once it became real that I was going to have, like, to go on to, like, this next step of the process, I was like, I don't know that I'll be able, because, you know, a job that's going to pay you that much money is going to require that much attention and focus, which I don't think I have, you know? And I was, it really concerned me. And basically, long story short, I pulled out of that job because I didn't think that I had it in me to really give that job what it needed. And I just felt like it's because I fucking have ADHD. Like, I have these issues now at my current job. What am I thinking of getting a new job and trying to learn all this new shit? And, like, you know, so that pissed me off because I missed out on a really good opportunity with, you know, the company that I was talking about. And I missed out on a really good opportunity to increase my salary by a lot. And that just really pissed me off. So I explained it kind of that way to my doctor. And she was like, oh, for sure. Like, and I was crying. Like, I was bawling. I was telling her all this information and she was like, absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to be on Adderall here soon. I can't, she has to take me down off of this other medicine that she said was going to help me focus, but I don't feel like it was working. And so, like, I think I have three more of those and so, like, in 3 days I'll be, taking stimulants. And I'm just like, to be quite honest with you, I'm pissed that all it took for me was to, like, sit here and have a meltdown. Like, and it was just like, oh, yes, 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 let's go ahead and get it for you, you know? I don't think it should have been that difficult, and I regret being so patient because I don't know where I could be right now. Like I said, I've been experiencing this since March. I don't know where I could be right now because I've just been kind of okay with taking it day by day. And I'm talking about, I don't know where I would be in my 9-to-5, like, professionally that way, or with this podcast with Single Dog Mom. Like, I have so many ideas, but it's hard for me to actually do them because, you know, focus. So what I was saying earlier about, like, me thinking that I'm about to, like, be losing more weight here soon, that's what I was talking about with the stimulants, because, you know, from what I know is that, like, Adderall really, like, zones you in on, like, whatever you're working on, and I'm, like, liable to be, like, just, you know, working like all day for the day, and, like, definitely would continue to forget to eat. So I'm worried about forgetting to eat, and I'm just, like, really keeping that top of mind, you know, as I start to take them, and, like, as, you know, just time goes on, because I don't want to be losing all this weight. Also, like, the last thing about this experience with being diagnosed with ADHD is that, it is real. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, if anybody's listening right now that has any doubts about, you know, focus and all this kind of stuff, and, like, you know, people having these suspicions that they have ADHD, whether it's in a kid, whether it's an adult, I'm telling you, like, it's real. I cannot believe that I've gone this long without being treated for it. I can't. It's really, really upsetting. And so, you know, just want to say that it's real, it's a thing. And then as we get into this next subject, the reason that I think mentioning the ADHD thing right here was very important is because I'm about to talk about mental health and stuff in my marriage. And I also struggled to get my own partner to understand that the illness, the mental illnesses that I was challenging at that time were very real. Although, you know, it might not be something that you understand. Depression, anxiety, all of this stuff, even if you've never experienced it, you guys, like, it happens. And I think that I will never put myself in a situation again where, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, years down the next year, I don't want to be on all these damn medication. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hopeful that I can get off of it and stuff like that, you know, but for as long as I need to be on it and stuff, I will. And I'm just like, I would not tolerate that from another person, you know, to be so misunderstood and just to feel like, just to have like all these wild feelings and not have anybody to kind of like understand or even try to understand. All right, so today I'm going to be talking about the personal beliefs that I had when it came to mental health and the personal beliefs that my ex had when it came to mental health. We didn't have a lot of exposure to this, you know, throughout the most of our relationship. We had one small thing with a friend that I am not going to bring, you know, even though I wouldn't never like say their name or anything, I'm just not going to say what happened. But we had one small thing with a friend where we were kind of like, we kind of talked about mental illness, and I kind of got to understand what he thought about, you know, people who suffer from different mental illnesses. And then, like I said, when we got back together, I was very much still like depressed. Like you don't just like, I wasn't just like all of a sudden happy again just because he and I had gotten back together. I had gone through a lot of emotional shit whenever he and I separated. And like I said, I was extremely depressed. And it's not something that you can bounce back from. So when we got back together, I was very much still on antidepressants. I was very much still on anxiety medicine. And it's just not something that he understood. One day I was having a full-on anxiety attack because I remembered that the pharmacy was about to close and I hadn't gotten my prescription yet. And so I was like, hey, like, I can't focus on anything else. Like, can you please take me to Walgreens because I need to go to Walgreens before they close and get this prescription. And he was like, you know, we kind of laughed about it because I was like kind of freaking out, but like, he kind of laughed and it was funny the way I was freaking out about it, but I was serious. Like, I don't think he realized how serious I was. And then we got in there and stuff like that, or we got there and I go and I get my medicine before they close. And then I got some water and I take the anxiety pill in the car. And at that point, I think is when he realized, he was like, damn, he was like, you need to take the pill that bad. He was like, it's like that. And I was like, yeah, like I legitimately like still deal with anxiety and I still deal with depression right now. Like I do. And what, let me say this, however he feels about people who have, it's clear to me, I guess I'm saying like, it's clear to me that he didn't understand. Like we had conversations about my anxiety and depression before. And it, like, he was just like, I don't understand. He's like, I feel like I've been depressed before as well. And I've never had to take, you know, pills for it. He's like, I don't understand like where people have to take pills. Like I definitely knew that, when we got back together, that he didn't understand my need to take that medicine. But it got to the point, and I noticed that day that I feel like, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm just going to say like how it made me feel is like, you know, whenever he had that realization that I was like low-key dependent on these anxiety meds. And like, it's just the look that he gave me when he was like, damn, wow. Like, I wish I could show you, like, I wish you could see my face, but like, since you can't, I will tell you, like, if you guys are familiar with the movie, Why Did I Get Married? And the way that Mike looked at Jill Scott whenever, you know, he was disgusted with her because she had gained so much weight. Like, the way that Mike looked at Jill Scott is the way that he looked at me when he realized that it was going to be a journey with these meds. It wasn't going to be something that I could just stop doing. And yeah, that's something that I wasn't able to really, as far as this personal beliefs go, like, I respect the fact that he has this personal belief that people who are depressed don't need to take depression meds or whatever. Cool. A lot of people feel that way. But you're not about to look at me with disgust. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where I have to draw the line. So yeah, that happened. And it didn't go well. We had many more conversations about that. And this will, we'll circle back to it. But I guess I wanted to start there with personal beliefs. And yeah, that's all I have for today. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for waiting. If you were one of the ones who like to listen when it first comes out at 6 a.m., I will see you next week. Bye.